Podtacular episode 105, brought to King of the Hill show for the week of March 19th, 2007.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Well, hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Fumo Jive.
Yeah. I'm JV Towel.
No, we'll hear more of that
Beanie
later.
Beanie Weenie Lewis, right here.
Beanie Weenie Lewis.
Beanie Weenie Lewis.
Right, I'm JVB.
G. Lewis. Of G. Lewis.
DC Crash.
Oopie.
Oopie, DC Crash, Oopie. G. Lewis, welcome.
Yay. Yeah, welcome aboard.
So, hey, let's go one by one. Go ahead.
Yes. No, I was going to say the same thing you were going to say.
All right, we're even cool. Right on.
Jinx, you owe me $20.
You complete me.
Jinx, what did the rest of the night 10? Oh, you owe me 10 cokes.
Punch you.
Yeah, punch, cokes, whatever. All right, man. G. Lewis, why don't we start with you, man? Where are you from? What you doing?
I can't believe I'm on the show.
I'm just kidding.
You're on the spotlight, man. You're up. Go.
Everybody who listens probably knows me. I've been a part of Podtacular since like episode 8, I think. Been on the show a few times. Hang over at C-Tag and Controller Freaks.
All right, welcome back. You're done. All right, who's next?
He was the first person to ever be screamed at by Fumo Jai.
Yes, I remember that episode.
Stop bouncing like, that ball cap on the table.
Wait,
shut up, man.
I got one
annoying.
Right here. Here it is. It's the same one.
Oh, damn. That's how long it's been since you cleaned
just
your
kidding.
Room?
Yeah. May doesn't come over in a while.
All right, so DC Crash, why don't you inform our audience what you've been up to?
I'm just doing my thing over at DCCombat.com. I'm lead administrator over there for the competitions for Ghost Recon mainly. And you can also find me over at Uncle Gamer. I publish some news over there, here and there.
Sweet, sweet.
Hey, tell us a little bit about DC Combat.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
That's all right. Yeah, tell us, you know, exactly what else you guys do, like, for the community and everything like that.
Oh, well, at DC Combat, we host a lot of different competitions. We do Gears of War, Rainbow Six. Our main thing is Ghost Recon. We have a Premier League, Open Ladders, for anybody that wants to join in. We can host just about any tournament for any game you can think of on Xbox, so.
Oh, nice. And you guys...
Ghost Adventures 2?
You guys just started your own podcast also.
Yeah, Digital Combat Radio, episode 1 is out right now if you want to head over to DCCombat.com and check it out. And episode 2 should be coming out this weekend as well.
You should listen to it.
We're hoping to get up to the level, you know, Podtacular and a lot of the other GCN affiliates are there.
Hey, with some time and practice and a little bribery. Goes a long way.
$50, man. Okay. You're in good shape. No, but...
I can't afford that.
Yeah. Well, you're screwed, man. All right.
And last but definitely not least, why don't you give us a little insight about yourself, Ubi?
Okay, I'm from The Adult Gamer, also known as Tag. And I also spend some time over at Uncle Gamer, Gamer Checks, and presently working on a project with Inchico Sage, also known as Pink Sage of Gamer Tag Radio, on doing a new magazine.
Oh, that's cool.
And what is the name of that so far? I mean, I've heard the name, but...
it's the Boo Skittle.
Yeah. Is that going to be the official name, or is that just like what it's called right now?
No, that will be the official name, the Boo
Skittle.
All right,
cool. The Blue Skittle. And is that the what exactly is the magazine going to focus on?
It's going to be focusing on more so of community. That's our major thing is to do is to have a different type of magazine, unique, more of not reviews of the way the normal people have reviews, but more of thought-provoking reviews of more of a journalism type. Also focusing on gamers that are artistically inclined that do. Pictures and stuff of gaming items, as well as charities, various other communities, trying to expose one community that we're trying to expose, and I've been talking to actually DC Crash about this, is a deaf community that is trying to get into playing a bit more in competitive fields. There's about 9 or 10 of them. And try to expose them, because they do have a problem in gaming right now. Is they go into rooms and people kick them because they don't speak. It's written on their profile, saying that they're deaf, but just to, you know, make people aware that just because they're deaf doesn't mean they can't game. They're actually pretty awesome gamers. So that's one of our focuses that we like to cover. Bring out the minorities and people that, you know, let people be aware of other way of gaming and other communities.
Oh, wow.
That's straight, man. That's awesome.
And DC would be glad to have those teams over there. Come on over. We'll help you in any way possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Bring a little humanity to Xbox Live, you know? Now, will this magazine have paparazzis and stuff like that?
No, we'll be hunting you down for your dress outfits. And we won't be looking for towel pictures either.
We won't see pictures of G. Lewis coming out of the Blue Oyster Bar.
Beanie Weenies.
Beanie Weenies wrapped around his neck in a shoelace.
Dude, that was a wild night.
He's like, I'd rather forget that one, thank you.
Yeah, don't remind me.
It's more going to be more of a culture-type gaming magazine, as I guess you could probably say it.
Yeah, can't wait to see that one. Can't wait.
Well, we're looking at an April 15th release, so hopefully it's done by then. We're in the process of getting our articles and people involved in it, so looks like it's going good.
Hey, where's it going to be? Is it going to be like at another site already, or is it going to be at its own site, or what?
It's going to be its own site. It will be, from what I understand, it'll be networked with a few other wonderful people.
So it'll be linked up, and we'll find it.
Yes, we'll have it linked. I know that Gamertag Radio and Uncle Gamer, and I know Podtacular, have already spoken up that they're willing to help promote it. DC Combat's already helping. So, you know, we'll get it out to the words. Gamer Chicks is also willing to help promote it. So it'll be something that'll hopefully spread pretty quickly, and we'll get more and more communities into the magazine and focus on different communities, so people know, as what I have found out, that people tend not to leave their communities. They stick and they stay very narrow-minded in their communities, but there are so many communities out there, and it's time for them to kind of be aware of each other, and not just on a competitive level, which DC Combat has, but more on a social level.
Yes.
I hear that.
Wow. Awesome. Yeah, we'll definitely promote that. I mean, for a change, baby. Time for a change.
It's time to link up.
All right. So, Mojai, why don't you give us a description of what's coming up here in the show?
All right. Well, we're doing the Gra 2 show here. So this is the King of the Hill show. We do this about once a month, where we're talking about like games that are on the level of, you know, competing with the King of the Hill, in that the basically like the top game of Xbox Live games. And this month it's Gra 2. A lot of people are playing this on people's friends lists. It's out there. It's a first-person shooter, of course, and it's improves on the Gra 1 formula. To where, you know, it's not quite equivalent of Halo 2 in the same sense, but it's definitely, you know, a first-person shooter, and it's multiplayer. There's you know, capture the flag, different formats like that. There's all kinds of different things. So let's talk about, you know, how it compares to Halo, and, you know, why Halo fans might be interested in it. So we got some stuff people sent in on what they think of Gra 2. Let's start off with that. Who's first? G. Lewis, why don't you start us off?
All right, Spartan Triple X XXX. Don't watch those videos, kiddies. He says, Gra 2 is an amazing game, but if you're an achievement hunter, some can be just a pain to get, which is true. The hardest one I've done so far is the Ultimate Defender. This achievement requires you to defend a certain zone for 1 hour with infinite computer enemies coming at you. And you know what makes it better? You get no supply points to reload ammo. My method of choice is to have at least 10 people in the party, and all auto-riflemen. Make sure you get a weapon with single shot available. This achievement is about time and not about kills. Everyone should take turns shooting the computer. Aim for the head. The auto-aim rifle makes it easy to get a headshot kill. As some people run out of ammo, let about 3 guys run, then cut of the rest of the enemies, kill them in a relatively close spot to get their ammo, continue this routine, and in a couple of hours, the achievement is yours, along with the bragging rights. Well, I've actually tried to get this. I've got within 6 minutes. I think I was talking to Fumo that night. Was I talking to you, remember?
Yeah.
The one that we were trying to get the hour achievement? Yeah, 6 minutes
left. Yeah, trouble
left,
with that.
Yeah, if you guys want to try to get it, plan on headquarters. It's a really small map, and you guys can just really good area to do it at. All the guys come from one area if you want to try that out.
Yeah.
That's what I suggest. And, yeah, it's kind of a pain because sometimes the server cut out. That's what happened on me. With we were 6 minutes left, and the server cut out. So,
oh, you gotta love that.
So hopefully it doesn't mess. Hopefully it doesn't mess you guys up. But yeah, he's pretty true with the auto rifleman getting on single shot. Don't all shoot at once; you run out of ammo too quick. Yeah. But we did it for about 6 minutes with about 5 people in the party. I don't think you'll need 10 on that map if you play at our headquarters. So I think if you do it there, I think it's the name of the map. Am I wrong, DC? Do you guys know the name of the map?
Nah. The small one?
I'm pretty sure it's headquarters. Okay. But yeah, that's what I suggest. And yeah, it is a hard achievement to get. You get about 40 points for it.
Oh, wow.
It's really not that hard, really.
Well, I mean, it's just if your server can hold up and if you can keep people in there. Sometimes we would play and we get this dumb guy who would run out. He could just get bored sitting there shooting people, so he would run out and go after the guys.
Of course. Cool. You always get somebody like that.
I mean, the only thing that's tough, really, is getting ammo, but you keep running out of ammo. You got to pick up their AK-47 and... never had more than 200 rounds in it, so.
Anyway. Oh, cool. All right. Nice one. All right. Yeah.
Who's going to take the next one?
I'll take it. Okay. I got it. It's from Wave of Maliciousness. He says, I think Halo 2 is way better than any GRA. Halo 2 has set the bar for online play, and GRA hasn't surpassed that bar.
I don't think he's played GRA 2. I don't know.
All right. Well, so, what do you think about that, Oopy? I mean, have you played Halo 2?
Actually, I don't play Halo because I get stimulation sickness from that game.
Too much stimulation.
It's too much stimulation. Yes. So unless I wear
stimulated.
Games are tough for me. So Halo, I can't compare it to Halo.
Oh, okay. Okay, what about you, DC Combat?
I don't really see how he can really say something like that. I mean, Halo's more of a little bit more arcadey feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
And Ghost Recon has always been real team-based tactical shooter.
Yes.
So, I mean, it both has its pros and cons for both games. It depends what kind of gamer you are.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's... like you said, it's kind of unfair to compare the two because they're both totally different games, where one is team-based oriented. In Halo 2, you get rockets and sword or sniper.
Right.
You can almost control
and you
the
get instant grenades.
Single-handedly.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, it's not fair to compare both games. I mean,
comparing
you know, one is... yeah, I mean, if you compared, let's say... Pariah to Halo, which was an Xbox One game that I think maybe two people played. Mm-hmm. You know, that's more of a fair comparison, but Wave Delicious. Next time you make a comment like this, I'm gonna have to make some men's shoes for you, buddy.
Back
you're
gonna, up.
You're make
one in the drain,
up your
guy.
Point.
Yeah, but thanks a lot, Wave Delicious. But nah, unfair comparison right there.
No, it's
anyway,
fair. It's fair to like differentiate the two at least. You know what I'm saying? Like to say, Halo 2 is this, GRA is that. It's a you
well,
know
if
mean,
you,
it's
if you want to put something real simple, is Halo 2 is a lot more run and gunner,
right?
Mm-hmm.
GRA is a lot more team based in communication.
The only thing you can compare between the two is longevity and options in the multiplayer. For the multiplayer portion of the game,
right?
So I mean, it's more of a you know personal preference, I think. As far as the two games.
Well, let's talk about that real quick. G. Lewis, why don't you tell us a little bit about like how GRA 2 compares to Halo 2 as far as options, like customization, as far as the custom games, you know?
Well, like customization, you can do a lot of stuff. You can change amount of enemies, kit restrictions if you want explosions or not explosions or only explosions. Like, say if you're playing a helicopter destroy game, you're not going to only want... you know, you don't want SA-80s or just automatic rifles. You're going to want stuff that blows it up. You're going to want the Zeus, the rocket launcher, and all that kind of stuff. You're not going to... You can change it all up, and if you want the game to lag less, you can take out of the explosions, change the maps. There's, like, what, 16, 24 maps in Grawl 2. It's amazing.
I believe 25.
There's 25
maps.
Wow,
that's a lot of maps.
Yeah. And, you can change a lot of stuff. The appearance to your character, you can change up different objectives. There's a lot of stuff to choose from. Like, just like in Halo 2. Halo 2, you can play. You can change anything from kill count to what you start with, what you don't start with. Mm-hmm. Map. If you want to play MLG, if you want to play rockets, if you don't want to play rockets. And, well, I mean, you can play like with zombies on Halo 2. You can set up your own special stuff like that. Like, we play Presidents. It's a little different, but I mean, you can play. You can make up your own games and set up rules to it. So yeah, they're both kind of the same, but you can customize. So.
I played the online multiplayer demo, and I was playing a game type where randomly someone on your team became the captain or sergeant, and you had to protect them. So I guess
yeah, it's like president.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's kind of like presidents. Except it's a little different than real presidents. But.
Okay.
It's like an enforced president. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
Yes. All right.
But yeah, I mean, you can't really compare it to, like we were talking about earlier, customization. There's different stuff, but I mean, for options, the amount of options, it's pretty much the same. But Halo, I don't know. Like you said, you got different stuff to change, but it's about the same amount of stuff you can change.
Huh. So you can change the different weapon sets that are available on the map and everything, too?
On the map, once you kill that person, you can get their weapon or not. There's no weapons on the map, just like Grawl 1.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. All right, so I'll take Gemini Ace over here. He says, a sequel to Grawl 1 year later. This should have been an expansion downloadable on the Xbox Live Marketplace. I'm sure it's prettier and stuff. But the improvements, AI, clan support, etc., should have been in the first title. They are subscribing to the EA way of doing things. They got my money last year. Not going to happen again. I'm not really angry. Yes, you are. And
I just don't like sequels.
My co-host, I will come to thee anyway.
Look at this pump. So he goes...
No, bro.
He goes, I just don't like sequels as money grabs.
No, it's not like it's a Madden or something. I mean, there's a lot of new stuff in it.
Like I hate hearing that.
Tell us what's new. Tell us what's new and it's worth buying it for.
Well, I think we're explaining that later, aren't we?
Yeah, I guess we are.
I mean, it's just better. I mean, there's a whole bunch of new stuff. Like I said, you still get the Ghost Recon feel of things. It's just they get all this new stuff so it stays fresh. Like, you want to play it, it's fun. It's not like you're playing Island Thunder or you're playing Summit Strike or whatnot, all the old Ghost Recon games. It still feels like it, but you got all this new stuff and it keeps you fresh.
So it's not like just the same game with new maps and new...
No.
So, Oopie, what are the main difference that you noticed between Grawl 1 and 2?
What did I know is different?
Mm-hmm.
The graphics are better. The choices of weapons, a bit more variety for different people. I like the co-op. The campaign is better this time. I didn't even do the campaign last time, but I've completed all the co-op campaigns this time, which I can't believe I've done that.
last year there was about four campaigns.
I think they added two more.
There's six this year.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
There's no achievements for them.
There's six of them.
No achievements?
No, there's achievements for each one.
Oh, okay.
There's various achievements. The other day, an achievement unlocked, I didn't even know it was there, was a sniper achievement. Once you get 100 kills, it wasn't there before. Because I'm always a sniper, so
yeah,
that was a notice. They now have the clan ability to organize your clan, which they didn't have before, which makes it really nice that you can find them on live.
Now, is that pretty much like Halo 2 as far as like clan matches and such?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, I know you can sign up, but I haven't really played with it too much. I know that I have somebody invited me to the clan. I haven't accepted it yet, but...
it just came out.
But the gameplay, the maps are great. The only one disadvantage for some people is you don't have a choice. When you're playing Siege, the maps go through a rotation.
Oh, yeah.
And when the rotation takes out, what happens is the map changes from time of day, certain maps. and you can't change the rotation of where they come if you have them in random. So you sometimes will have a night map, and you really don't want to play a night map, but when you go through your list, you can't take it off. You have to kind of go through that rotation until the next rotation comes through. So that is a disadvantage, but the night maps are awesome because it's a big change. You know, you have the same map, and it's totally different. A few people have told me that they've noticed that vehicles, depending on which map, are slightly moved. You know what I mean? So you think you've got a spot, and the next time you go to play that map, that thing is not right where you thought it was going to be.
Okay.
that map in Grawl, in the first Grawl, on the ships, was at night.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a beautiful map. I mean, it was hard to play because it was so dark, but that was like one of the best maps, looking maps, in the first title.
Yeah. Now, I play actively with my community, which is the Adult Gamers, and I'm glad to see a lot of my players are back playing. They played with me on Ghost Recon, Sonic Strike, Ghost Recon 2, but they didn't like the original Grawl, so they lasted 2-3 weeks and put it down. I've noticed in the last week they are on every night playing 2-3 hours. You know, when are we playing again? And, you know, it's kind of nice to see that it's actually brought the Grawl people that were around for, as I said, Ghost Recon 2 and for Summit Strike back where they weren't there before.
Wow.
So
that's good. That's saying a lot right there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like theadultgamer.com, right?
Correct.
All right, cool.
Cool. All right, so what's next? Boomo.
Let's see. I think we're on to something from Lil Kook. Actually, moving on to... Because Lil Kook sent in something from Grawl 1. Oops. Anyway, on to Duffman, who says, Duffman X18, he says, in Grawl 2, the game type creation is a lot better than those in other shooters. Grawl 2 allows you to tweak even the smallest settings and even lets you combine game types. Ooh. Okay, shout out to Red Down Your Forehead, Fumo Drive, and JVB. Keep on ripping cheese.
Red, oh, I never knew that was red dot on your forehead. Wow.
What
I think of forms every day.
What did you think that the name red?
I thought it was one word.
Like Roto-Rooter?
Red dot on your forehead.
I thought it was like Roto-Rooter forehead.
Roto-Rooter forehead. For your head.
Anyway.
Redo your forehead.
Redo it. Start it over. It's done.
All right. So yes, that's pretty much what we harped on a little earlier about customizations and tweaking stuff. Now,
so,
are they more effective in this game? I mean, I heard they gave the sniper rifles a little more power, a little more oomph.
Well, in my experience with it, I would say the accuracy is a little off compared to Grawl 1 with the sniper. It's just my experience. But yeah, when you hit them, they're down. I mean, they're not. I mean, sometimes if you hit them like on the leg or something, they'll go into their little "you can revive me" mode. Sometimes you kill them one hit. Usually they will.
The moaning mode.
It looks.
I heard they like roll around on the ground.
Yeah, pretty much. That's a new thing that they really brought out, and especially with clan matches, is that's a whole new element. Do you help, you know, your teammate, or do you try to find the guy that actually shot him? Because if you go try to help your teammate, both of you could get, you know, nailed right there, and you're done, both of you.
As we learned in Gears of War, you know, sometimes it's not the best thing to do.
That's what I was going to mention, is that how does that compare to Gears of War as far as the help factor, you know what I mean?
I'm bleeding!
Like, in Gears, it's like, dude, you got to be right next to him, otherwise don't even bother.
Yeah, well, you're like, dude.
You have a bit longer in Grawl.
Okay.
Do it.
Yeah, you have to, like, wait a couple seconds, because you see him, he doesn't actually pull anything out, he makes this little animation, looks like he's pulling, like, bandages out and puts them on the guy, but really he's just moving his hands around, and then you see the guy.
I put my mana on you. Your mana is clean.
I'm assuming it's what they're trying to make it look like. Like he's getting bandages out and stuff, and he's putting it on the guy, trying to revive. But really, he just like moves his hands around, and the guy stands up. But yeah, you have to give it a couple.
He's giving hand relief.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty
hold my hand, you'll feel better.
You don't have to be standing right next to him, but, like, really, you can't shoot or anything, and it takes a couple seconds. Not like a Grawl, you press the button, he's like, get up, and then he just gets back up.
Right.
It's a countdown. It's about 10 seconds to heal them.
Cool.
Okay. Cool. I heard there was a new weapon type, more like a close combat weapon. It's a wet towel that you snap it and you...
It's actually the secondary weapon. It's the mandatory secondary weapon.
Yeah, instead of noobing him with the pistol, you pull out the wet towel.
Is it rolled up like in a, it's a rat like, tail?
You can, like, put special powers on it and stuff. It's crazy.
Oh, man. All right, so... So let's talk about. Duffman actually had something to say. Oh no!
Yeah, we already said that. Yeah.
Okay. Whoops.
He already said it.
All right. So there's some new features as well. One that I found interesting. I had seen it in the one-up show. As the full screen crosscom. How much of a advantage is it now to have it full screen? I mean, does it actually help?
Yes.
I mean,
expand on that.
It's cool because you can do it in multiplayer and single player. It's cool in multiplayer because if you see somebody getting shot at, you could hit the right bumper and hold it down, and then you can see what your teammate sees. In multiplayer, you can zoom in, zoom out, kind of like in the kill, like when we get killed and you're in the waiting spectating mode.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically like you're in that.
But it can be a distraction. If you stand there too long, it's like checking your map. You will get shot.
Yeah. But I mean, it's kind of cool, and I like using it on single player because you can like see what your tank sees, see what your guys see, and you can actually tell them to shoot stuff instead of just tell them go here and shoot the wall.
Hmm. Well, one thing I was notorious for in the first Grawl was kind of giving orders, you know, because you know I'm just that type of guy.
Yeah.
But I would, you know, whenever they had the drones up, you know, some people didn't allow it, but whenever there was a game with drones, I would just stay back and tell people where to go. Can you do that with the crosscom and full screen, or is it just a little different than looking at the map?
Tell people where to go in single player?
No, in multiplayer. Like
tell them go behind that rock, or you can't.
Well, there's numbers and
there's waypoints. You can put down waypoints. So basically, yeah. I don't know if you can from the crosscom menu.
In the map, there's number.
Like C6 and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's a tactical map. Yeah, it's just the select button or the back button.
But no, I mean, like, does the crosscom have that type of, I guess, tactical advantage, or is it just a feature that you can just see what your buddy's doing?
You can just see what your buddy's doing. Like, it doesn't tell you where they're at. It's basically you're just seeing your HUD, but you're just seeing their HUD instead of yours.
You can also see the UAV, right? From what the UAV sees? Because I know you can see that in single player.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you can see like an overhead view, so you can see where everybody is. Right?
It's not really that big an overhead view. It's kind of got a slight radius, so you don't really get to see that much, but yeah, you do get to see.
So it has a limited view.
Yeah. I just hope that, you know, whoever you're watching in the cross cam is not taking a poop or something. That would definitely not.
I gotta go. I'm hanging in the corner. Alone.
Dude, I see you on the cross cam. Shut up, I gotta go, alright, coach.
I need some beans, okay? Shut up.
Oh,
wow.
And corn.
I don't remember eating corn.
Ultra zoom. Whoa.
Hey, corn.
That's
like
corn, all right.
You want to see my crosscom, huh? You want to see my crosscom?
Here you go, buddy. Here's some crosscom action.
How
for
did
you.
That come out of you, buddy?
What did you eat? Gosh.
Yeah, well, that's like one little thing in there.
A small python. Yes.
Right. Small python. Who's up next?
Yeah, so, I mean, we also touched upon clan support. I mean, is there a way to invite another clan to a match?
I mean, you can invite your buddies, like, to a player match. I don't know about a matchmaking. I think it just picks somebody. I'm not sure if it picks another clan. I'll never try that.
Mm-hmm. How do clan matches work in comparison to Halo 2?
Would you guys say Oopi and Crash the same? Probably. I don't see any difference in the same way.
Well, tell you the truth, I've never really gotten into any kind of clan support on Ghost Recon. I've always played my matches, you know, on any website that my team, one of my former teams had played on. I mean, why mess with that when, if you're a part of a website already or a community?
Well, it actually, with the whole headquarters thing they got, you don't really need a website, but you can put, like, messages, you can put motto symbol, you can tell them when your next clan matches and all that stuff in the headquarters. You don't have to have a website for all that stuff. I mean,
what's the headquarters?
You might need a website for other stuff. What do you say?
What is the headquarters?
It's like, you know how, like, when you go to Halo 2, you look at your clan, and you look at all your players?
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like that, but you get more options.
Okay. So it's almost like a dossier type thing.
Yeah, you could leave, like, you can put, like, a message for the whole clan, can see.
Oh, like that's Battlefield what they 2. Had on,
Well, instead of sending everybody a message, it's just on the headquarters. You go to the headquarters and see it, instead of sending everybody a message like in Halo 2.
Okay, yeah.
Well, so in Rainbow Six Black Arrow, they had that feature where you can message your clan separately from your friends lists.
Yes.
So, and I've always thought that was pretty good. And I'm glad to see it back, at least in one game.
So now, what's the limit for clans? How many people 16. Can you have in?
16.
It's kind of okay, short compared to Halo 2, but, you know, whatever.
Well, we only got 2 people in Podtech or Ghost right now, so.
Well, we're just starting, you know.
It's okay, you can come play with us.
Yay. Thank you.
I always have a room going.
Yay!
Always a room for nubs. So tell me, how do you like Embassy being back in Next Generation?
Awesome. It only took 3 years.
Well, you can't, like, go inside the buildings like you could in the old ones, but you can go inside the car garage, you can go inside on top of the embassy, and everything looks, it's a little different, and there's a lot more trees and stuff.
Yeah, help me out.
Things to go up.
Yeah. Embassy is from what, Ghost Recon?
Well, I mean, like the
snipers are wonderful for blowing up those cars.
Yeah, like for my first year Xbox Live, that was the game right there. Hour of Thunder, that's all I think we played. So we played Embassy a lot, so yeah, I knew that.
Well, Embassy was like the map to play in the original Ghost Recon.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody ran to the fire escape to go upstairs to the roof, and you know that was the spot.
And you could spawn. And now you don't spawn at the bottom at that one point if you're on the far side of the map. When you next to the parking garage, you just spawn outside the parking garage. You can get spawn killed real easily.
Yep.
You don't spawn there anymore. You spawn up closer near a building north of it.
Is it as big as the original map?
Yeah, it's basically about the same size. Since some of the alleyways are just different.
Nice. So I mean, it's kind of like what they did with what map was that on Rainbow Six Vegas? City Street Large,
Streets Large.
What?
Yeah. Well, in Rainbow
that was my
Six
first Rainbow game. So I don't.
Oh,
know.
Really? What a nub! What a nub! Tom Clancy nub.
You suck.
Hey.
But no, I mean. And it's good to see that at least Ubisoft is, you know, bringing back some of the nostalgia maps. I mean, maps that people, you know, have been dying to see for quite some time.
Yeah.
They should bring back more.
Yeah, they got to bring back Carnival for Rainbow Six Vegas.
They got
to bring back Tank for Ghost Recon.
Yep.
Yeah. They got to bring back Desert from Island Thunder. And I remember the island, that small island base. I don't remember which one that was called. Sorry.
Jungle Mines?
The island of Dr. Moreau?
It might be Jungle Mines. That really small one when there was
Hawaii?
Cities and then, like, there was like a little thing in the middle. I couldn't remember.
Costa Rica.
It was Costa Rica.
Puerto Rico!
St. Thomas.
The island of Fiji.
Nice. But yeah, it was pretty cool to see Embassy back.
Sweet. So, and, oh, I mean, I also heard about the new cover system. Now, I was highly disappointed that in the original Grawl, you can lean against walls, but in multiplayer, you couldn't. And from playing a multiplayer demo, yeah, I noticed that you couldn't do that.
Yeah.
How effective is the new cover system?
Well, the only thing I like about it is that in single player, you have to press the L button, the grenade button, I guess, in Halo, to look while you're in cover. So, and that was just getting annoying in multiplayer, because people could pop you while you're just looking over it.
Exactly. I guess, it's more of a slow-paced game, so, I mean, if you were leaning, like, on a rock 100 yards away, it would be unfair to your opponent. So at least this way, it kind of speeds the pace a bit, you know?
Yeah.
So let's get the breakdown, like... Ubi, tell us the breakdown of how it compares between, you know, between looking around corners in Grawl 2 and Grawl 1, and for that matter, Halo 2. Well, I guess you know.
Compared to Halo.
Yeah. Well, okay. Grawl 2 and Grawl 1. How does it compare? Between, like, multiplayer, you know what I'm saying? Like there's a cover system in Grawl 1, and then there's a multiplayer where you can look around corners, and then Grawl 2, how does that compare with the whole thing?
It's hard because I'm not a running gunner. I'm a sniper, so I don't really have to look around corners.
okay.
So I like to have my high that. Advantage.
Sits back 500 yards. Watch the action.
But I don't know. I like the controls better on Grawl 2. I do find that I'm more accurate. I seem to accomplish more. And being able to lean out and look around. I find it a lot easier on Grawl 2. Maybe it's just that I'm now perfecting the game a bit more, and I'm getting better at playing games than I used to be, but I like that. I do find that there's one thing with the new weapons is the claymores. We were talking earlier about the reviving your player. The interesting thing about claymores, which is another thing that comes into place with clan matches and that, is if people put claymores in the base, they used to always think it was great, blow somebody up. Claymores, if you don't have it in the right spot, will actually injure the other team's player, but it won't kill them. So they will be there rolling in the thing. They'll still alive, so they actually get the wind, but you've already blown them up. So that really changes the pace, because there's many times in the last few days that we've had that happen where, you know, we had a claymore set, you blew the guy up, you saw him go flying through the air, but he didn't quite die. So he actually got the win because he's still alive. So... you can't rely on the claymores like you used to be in your base and be, you know, 10 miles away from your base and blow it up, because there's a chance it may not work. And do full damage.
That's good. So yeah, I like that. I mean, it added some realism to it, at least.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, team commands, right, in single player. Is there anything implemented in the multiplayer that can kind of, I don't know, besides adding waypoints?
Not really. You can. There's a help me button.
Yeah, oh, really? I mean, is somebody screaming like, help me?
No, it's basically, you know how you can see your team, and they have that little diamond around it, whatever color it is? Well, if you press help me, you go to that certain person, and you press help me.
Yeah.
And then, like, it'll flash on that person's crosscom.
Help me!
Everybody's alerted to you that you need help and stuff.
Is it like Princess Leia when she was like, help me, Obi-Wan. I need you.
You're my only hope.
Exactly.
Help me, Obi-Wan. Help.
Help me. You're my only hope.
Do it now.
We need you. Help me, Obi-Wan.
Come on, Obi-Wan.
Do it.
What are you doing?
Get to the Falcon. Chewie.
That was the best Chewie impression I've ever heard, man.
Yeah, that was Arnold Schwarzenegger if you ever played Chewbacca.
Come on, Chewie, what are you waiting for? Come on!
If it was Han Solo, Chewie, get to the reactor. Hurry, do it. Stop whining. Go.
Switchy party, hon.
Stop whining, you hairy little bastard.
Nice. Oh, man.
And if he was Yoda, he'd be like, stop whining, you will.
Stop whining, you will. Hello, Yoda, I am.
To the chopper you will go.
Oh, man.
There's one thing I wanted to say about the game. I think me and Fu talked about this earlier, that with the new weapons, there was also some weapons that they left out.
Yeah.
You know, some of the Ghost Recon players got used to in the old Ghost Recons and in Rainbow Six.
Which ones did they leave out?
Well, the one for me that I really complain about is the M8. That's the one I used since I think it was in Summer Strike.
Now, what is the M8?
Yeah, it's like the nickname is a plastic gun. It's made of plastic, and it's just it's going to be the new military like standard weapon instead of the M16.
What is it? A zip gun? I mean,
you're talking about the M8 carbine, right?
No, just the M8, the regular one.
M8.
I don't know if it's a carbine. It's just this M8.
Well, tell us about it. Yeah.
Never used it.
No.
It's just an automatic rifleman gun. I use it in Rainbow Six. I use it in Grawl 1. I use it in Summer Strike. I use it in Ghost Recon 2.
Oh, was it really accurate in close range? I thought it was.
I liked it. It was the gun that I used for it. And I was disappointed not to see it in this one because why was it better?
Well, why was it a particularly good gun? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, you could kill anybody from long range, short range. You had good accuracy. Both. In Rainbow Six and in Ghost Recon. It's really different to see one gun so good in two different games.
Yeah. But, is there a gun equivalent to it? I mean...
Oh, I use the SA-80 now. This was in Ghost Recon, since first Ghost Recon. So I use it in the first Ghost Recon. The SA-80, and that's what I use now.
Okay.
Oh, that's the majority of what I use.
Should try the FUMAS.
Yeah.
Or the MRC.
I don't like French weapons.
They made a gun out of Fumo Jive.
I don't like French weapons. I don't think I want to try
Fumo Jive Oss.
No, French history and military.
That gun pones, man.
The Fumas Jive.
Yeah. It just laughs everyone to death,
shoots,
man.
It's like shoots lyrics.
That's just me personally. That's the gun that I use. Oopy, did you ever use it? You said you noticed it.
I didn't use. I know what it was. But I didn't use that one. I was tend to be mostly on snipers. I'm trying to think of which one I used to use. I used to use SCAR on the last Ghost Recon, and this one I've moved to. Can't think of the name of it.
Oh, okay.
I'll get it for you in a minute. I'll remember.
Yeah. That's just the big weapons for me.
We'll see how many people hear this one, Oopy, because every time they come across you in a match on DC, they're going to be like, Oopy's got a sniper, watch out!
Yeah, but I threw people off because I never used to use a shotgun in Gears of War, and I started using it, and it threw people off. Hey, you used to saw... used to chainsaws. What are you doing using a shotgun? Yeah, so it will happen. Just remember.
Yeah,
I do change up.
Exactly.
Depends on the map. Depends on who's on my team.
Yeah, it's good to be well-rounded, you know? You can be dependent on the sniper rifle and then your close combat skills.
Yeah.
Deteriorate.
So, there's a few things...
Chief.
There's a few things in single player that are a little different, right? You got the airstrikes, the mule.
I love mules.
Okay.
And why is that?
Hey, why don't you elaborate?
Yeah, tell us more about the nice mules.
It's so nice to talk, though.
It's my best friend.
I love you.
Hey, mule, what you do
today?
Hello,
pal. Anyway.
That's my mule impression, man.
Yeah, that was pretty bad, dude. It's like a dog whining.
Sounds like a seagull.
I'm a seal mule, all right. Leave me alone.
He's a mule that walks around in his stomach.
Okay, but yeah, you.
I swim underwater. I'm a mule.
You're saying about the game, about like the mule. The mule. It gets annoying sometimes, but there's one mission that I remembered in the single player that you're trying to shoot down a heli. It's right after. I think you get You don't really get captured, but they think that they kill you because they blow up the Humvee that you're in, but you don't die. And then you're all by yourself. It's just you and your mule.
Nah.
And then at one point, a helicopter comes out of nowhere, and you got to blow it up, and all you have is whatever your MRCL1 or whatever your assault rifle is. And it's good you can switch to your rocket launcher. It's been the only time I really used it. But there's a lot of times when you have to carry it around with you, it just gets annoying.
So what exactly is the mule? Let me describe it. Is it like an actual mule you carry on your back? I mean,
I'll describe the mule.
Attack a mule!
You can use describe the mule. I don't use the mule.
No, the mule is like a little...
mule.
It's like a little remote control car. If you go into the crotch cam, if you hold down the right bumper button...
What?
Did you just say the crotch cam, dude?
No, it's the crotch.
Oh, G. Lewis, you're sick.
Anyway,
he's trying to pose as a GR player. You've been had.
Whatever you want to call it, I call it the crotch cam. Some people call it the cross com. if you hold it down, you can actually drive it. You can.
Wait, you get a first person view?
Go forwards, go backwards. You can run over people in it.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, and
so it's like a little remote control car.
Yeah, and it's basically used for a supply. And when you get your supply, just like in Ghost Recon.
Okay, battery's dead. Start over.
Whenever you get your supply, your health goes back up. Also, so.
So wait, it's like a mini tank, right?
No, it doesn't shoot.
Well, but I mean, it's like what, got six wheels and it's like. The size of half a person.
Is it like a mini dolly, or?
No, it's like a. Have you seen the prototypes for the helium car or the hydrogen cars? You can put any kind of top onto.
What?
You ever seen those little things? Like the hydrogen cars? You seen this little? I'm talking about real life shit here, man.
The blimps.
Seriously, none of you guys have seen that. That's been out for like 3 years. Okay,
bro.
Crash! Crash! Come on! You gotta bet me. You've seen that, right?
So Crash, can you describe it? I mean,
the mule?
Yeah, what does it look like?
I'm here thinking of like a little control car that you know, like looks like from Tyco or something.
Like a power wheel.
Little Tonka dump truck. Here's your supplies.
More like a power wheel.
More like a little power wheel.
Yeah.
What is it? What is the mule?
Well, like a. I mean,
what is
like an ATV?
Yeah, it's like so it's like a little miniature ATV. Or is it like a remote controlled mule?
Yeah, it's an actual mule and you control it.
What is the mule?
That's
it's like
the
a little car with
that's where the wet towel comes in handy with the mule in the butt. Move it, mule.
You can command it where to go, or you can drive it, and you can tell it to follow you. It's like a dog sometimes.
Oh, you throw little weenie beanies at it?
Yeah, you throw little weenie beanies.
I give up.
Come here, little weenie beanie.
What was that, dude?
I don't know, man. That's what weenie beanies sound like when they explode, man.
I'm trying to think of something else in another game.
Bust out the towels. I gotta clean up the weenie beanie.
Oh. I'm sick, dude.
We have weenie beanie juice all over the place.
Get the towel. Oopie, give me a towel. Oopie's got plenty of towels, I know that.
Oh, man.
No, we ain't talking about Oopie's towel.
Don't sit on that towel, please.
No.
Oh, man.
And the gun I do use, I know what gun I use now. It's the RX-4 Storm. It's a new one, and it's actually pretty accurate.
Really?
You snipe with that?
Yeah, I use that one.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a new gun in the game.
A lot of people liking that gun. To tell you
really?
The truth.
Yeah. I didn't know about for sniping though.
What's the ammo?
No. I don't use that one for sniping.
Oh, okay.
That one I use when I have to use my other way of going.
Mm-hmm. Mid range
ammo. On that? I think the ammo is like 30 rounds. I believe.
Yeah, it's not that much.
So... the Storm has 300. It's 25, and 325, it holds.
Yeah. Cool.
So what's better about
now,
that gun?
I don't know.
Accurate.
It's accurate.
It's accurate as crazy, yeah.
Yeah, I noticed in the first Grawl, when there was a gun that was pretty accurate and pretty powerful, they balanced it out with less bullets.
Yeah,
so
they,
it sounds
they,
to me like this is one of those guns.
Yeah, well, the RX, I would say, has the least amount of bullets. So I think it only has, like, 28 or 25, and all the other ones have around, like, 30, 35, 32, somewhere around there.
Yeah. I don't really like to mess with some of those guns. I always roll with an MRC. It's got double zoom, single shot, or full auto.
Well, it's double zoom on the other one as well.
The SA-80 has it also.
The Storm.
It's the MRC.
And the sniper I tend to use is the silenced one, which is the VSK-50.
Cool.
That's what they call a counter sniper.
So, to wrap this up, we're going to go in order, and you guys are going to give a, you know, really brief, your own review on the Grawl. We're going to start off with DC Crash.
All right, well, I think they did fix a lot of things with it. They really definitely up the graphics as far as still some problems in the multiplayer. Still a lot of communication issues. You can jump in a multiplayer room. You can hear five people, but you can't hear three. I don't understand what's wrong with that. They still haven't fixed that, and that's just annoying more than anything. We can't communicate with in an open room with people. Overall, I think they did a great job with bringing a lot new elements to the game and a lot more maps without just a few and having to wait for a download.
Okay, so as far as longevity is concerned, I mean, How far down the line do you think you'll be playing this game?
Probably playing it up to about 3 months before the new Ghost Recon release. And you know what? That's the thing that everybody says is, you know what, Ubisoft, they put this game out every year, and everybody complains about it. But the thing is, what people need to understand is Ghost Recon is mainly a multiplayer community.
Mm-hmm.
And you play it so much, after a while, you get burnt out, and you're ready for the new installment. That's how the Ghost Recon community has always been.
So do you think it would be wiser for them to just continue to add downloads, you know, expand through downloads, instead of making you buy a whole new game?
Well, maybe a download here and there for maybe 2-3 maps or maybe a new game type. For each installment of Ghost Recon, but I mean, I think what they're doing is fine, and it keeps the Ghost Recon community happy.
Okay. So, if you had to give it a score, what would you give it?
Definitely either an 8 or 9.
All right. And Oopie, why don't you give us the rundown?
Oh, I think it's a major improvement from the Grawl. There's a lot of changes that are nice to see, and other new challenges with the game. I'm glad to see the claymores are back. The new guns, the maps. I love the way they change. One map that you really notice a change in is Nowhere. If you actually play the map, once it's the exclusive download, if you play it, you'll notice now there's papers flying around. Drives you crazy because all you got a sudden, you know, it's like a desert. You know, it's the wind's blowing. There's papers. I use surround sound headsets, and I found that the sounds are just unbelievable.
Turtle Beach?
No, actually, Triton. I find that the sound is very clear. There's one hindrance I find with that, though, is that I don't know why Ghost Recon's the only one doesn't allow you to control your sounds. Like, you know, most of them allow you to control your sounds of footsteps and all that stuff. So all you can turn off in Ghost Recon is your music. You can't turn down your background noises. So that is one hindrance I find more so than anything else. But the gameplay is good. I'm glad.
You deep so bad, didn't you?
I'm glad to see, because it's a multiplayer game, and anybody that knows me knows I love to have a full room of people. So it's great because you can get 16 of your friends into play. Where, you know, with Gears of War, it was a good game, but 8 people. You know, and you have people all night trying to get into play with you, and then you feel badly because you know you can't get them in. Where when you have a room of 16, you have more leeway. I found that people aren't dropping as easily. With the last Gras, I could only host about 12, and then they started dropping. I can host 16 on the sieges, as long as I don't have full booms on. And yeah. I think that's a big difference. You know, it's, you know, the more people you can get into play, as DC Crash said, you know, it's a community game, and people want to play and have fun and have a full room and enjoy themselves.
All right, so what would you rank it?
Again, an 8 or 9. It's top of my list.
All right, cool. Awesome. And G. Nubis?
I guess... well, like I said, it keeps a Ghost Recon style from all the old games that you know what you're playing. You're playing Ghost Recon, mm-hmm. but it keeps it fresh with the new features. Like in single player, you get that little new... Some new moves you can do. You can do this the little roll to the side. Your slide, you don't really... It's the slide that's different. The guns are different. Graphics is way better. I really like the story. I think this will be the last Advanced Warfighter in the series. What happens at the end of the story, I think you guys will figure it out. Mm. Multiplayer is great. Like the clan support, even though it's kind of hard to get people in a clan right now. I was messing around with it. It's cool. You can make your own symbol. You get a motto. And you don't have to show everything. You don't have to check a website daily to go see what the next match is. You can just put it in on the game. You can just go to play it and check that for like 2 minutes, and then you're good.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, multiplayer is a lot better. It doesn't lag as much as Scrawl 1 did. That was kind of a bad problem. Nobody dropped that much. Variety is definitely the key. Multiplayer, there's a whole bunch of different guns. You can change settings like crazy. Siege is really fun to play. You can get a good party. You can really play that for like 2-3 hours at a time.
Yeah.
Just kill on Siege.
Siege is the best.
Yeah.
So you said in the beginning of the show that Grawl 1, the entire group that we were associated with, mainly people from C-Tag and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You said that we only lasted about 3 weeks.
Yeah, honestly, we did.
So, yeah. I mean, what would make this one significantly better as far as long-lasting longevity?
Well, it's just not boring anymore. I mean, we would always play the same map. There was maybe like 2 or 3 maps that we all liked, and we would always play the same map. Nothing ever changed. We always did the same exact thing. So it just got boring after a while. Nobody played it anymore. Because, I mean, you don't always want to play with your buddies. Sometimes you go play with people you don't know, like a ranked match. And if you did that, you'd have to wait like 10 minutes before you could find a good party, or one that the server didn't, the game didn't already start, or you can't join the server, or there's lag issues or something. When girls
you
don't
kicked
get any
out.
Problems.
Yeah.
I think it'll last a while. I mean, in my review that I wrote for the Podtacular, I put on there, I think this will hold many people over to Halo 3. I mean, honestly.
Okay. And what was your ranking on the Podtacular review?
9 out of 10. If I could have put points in there, it would have been like a 9.3 or a 4 out of 10 if I could have put those in there. But a 9 out of 10, it's great. I mean, I think I put the only drawback to it. I can't even remember what it was. It was something in the sound. Like what Whoopi said, there's something about the sound. I couldn't remember what it was. We had to dig really deep to find something bad about the game. And what Crash said, I never ran into any of the voice problems on Xbox Live.
Oh, I have.
You have? I haven't.
I find it's the same
people.
I think I found it the same way as it was with Gears of War. The people that come in initially, you don't have problems, but people that come in after you started, it seems that they can hear each other, and they can hear one or two other, but they can't hear who was in there first. So it's similar to the Gears of War type problem. So hopefully enough people complain, then they just put a patch and it fixes it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Could be something in the code for Xbox Live, too.
Yeah, exactly.
It could just be your Xbox. I've heard sometimes it's on people's Xbox.
It's been a problem since Gras once.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Well, whatever it is.
Thank you very much for the reviews there.
I think it's a winner.
Winner!
I think it's a winner.
Winner and beanies.
And beanie towels.
All right, so...
All right. Well, hey, let's wrap it up. Send in your comments, etc., to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that too. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send in stuff for next week's show.
And you can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. Do not leave me or Fumo Jive a message about your personal life because, you know, this is not that type of show. Okay, G. Lewis? So anyway,
comments on the show.
We play these back on the customer.
Hey guys, my girlfriend is giving me trouble. I just...
I'm trying to play Lord of the Rings with Fumo.
I told her she was like a sneaker without shoelaces, and she smacked me.
My wife left me for a midget.
Aww. A troll.
She left me for JVB.
Another one? Jeez.
And his beanie weenies?
It's the third one this week, man.
G. Lewis, why don't you say that phrase you and your brother say?
Sneakers, no laces.
Yeah, sneakers, no laces. That's butters.
Yeah.
So remember, butters.
So remember, guys, if you guys want to be heard, you want your voice played during the customs and calling show, remember to call our listener voicemail.
And remember, sneakers, no laces.
Code word right there.
All right.
Yeah.
And be sure to check us out at Podtacular.com, and while you're there, check out the forums. There's a lot of buzz going on about Halo 3, Halo 2 Vista, and a new, soon-to-be Halo 2
release
maps
date.
That are going to be exclusive to the Xbox 360.
Release date for Halo 2 Vista?
Mm-hmm.
May, right?
May
was?
Yep.
Yeah,
May. I think like May 19th.
May 12th or something.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, anyway, maybe it's 12. It's a 1.
Yeah,
well,
one something.
Yeah. Anywho.
Well, thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or site, contributing to our PayPal, or helping out with the hosting bill, or subscribing to the show.
PayPal?
Yeah, we do, man. Oh, hey, we got a hosting bill every month, man. $20. Mm.
Oh. Maybe you should start. Okay, anyway, sorry, I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. Pay up, dude. You owe money. You're late.
I've been using the site for 2 years, man. Time to start paying the dues.
That's right. We're going to collect, man. We're going to give you some ed shoes.
I think you guys owe me for my good hosting.
Oh. Yeah. Who owes who, man?
I think we should have comments about this in
good
the comment section
joke.
Of this episode.
Yeah. I think we'll win. All right, or subscribe to the
show.
Oh,
would you give a...
And reviewing us on iTunes. We couldn't do it without you.
And thank don't you. Forget to check out GamerCastNetwork.com, where you can see a slew of great podcasts from our other affiliates, UncleGamer.com, GamerTagRadio.com, and the VGS Podcast, a video game show. Make sure you go over there because Godfrey right now has episode 90 and he's at the MVP Summit over there at Redmond, Seattle. And he has a very interesting MVP roundtable that I think you would appreciate.
He goes to Seattle like once a week now.
I know, man.
Every other episode he's in Seattle.
And he lives in Miami, dude. What the crap?
Yeah. It's expensive.
He's going to come back depressed. Yeah, so
I haven't been to Seattle like in 2 months, man. I don't know what's going on.
He's like, hey guys, I just flew across the U.S. and back again.
Yeah, and I want to give a shout out to Achievement Junkie, formerly known as the podcast called Planet Xbox 360. Nelson and Natalie. They've strayed away from PlanetXbox360.com, and they formed Achievement Junkie. So make sure you check them out at AchievementJunkie.com.
Huh, we'll check that out.
Yeah, they put on a great show.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, until next time, guys, I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm Cueto.
G. Lewis.
Crash.
Oopy.
Oopy.
Where's the towel? Where's it at? Where's it at?
You have to say that.
Chilo, is your fired again?
Sock it to me.
Third time this week, Fumo, I'm sorry.
Dang, man.
And hey, well, let's
get some websites real quick. DC, what's your website again?
www.dccombat.com.
And Oopy?
www.theadultgamer.com. And the Blue Skittle will be up and running in April, so I'll give you that when it's up and going.
Yeah, you better do it. And G. Lewis, where can we not find you?
You can't find me at www.gaygamer.com. Where you can not find me. That's an actual website, but Brent Gamer showed it to me. I didn't believe it. He showed it to me.
And don't believe what G. Lewis is saying, because you know what? I bet you he really is.
I frequent the forums daily.
He's like, hey, that's too hot.
I'm not bashing your site. If you listen to it, it's a good site.
I don't know.
I don't really check it out. But it's a good site, I would assume.
It's a good site, I would assume. So I hear.
If you want to find me, you can go to podtacker.com. You probably already went there because you're listening to this. But
well, if you want to find G. Lewis, you go to BarbaraStreisand.com. An avid poster over there.
Barbara, I love you.
Not an admin over there.
I write the songs that make the whole.
It's TyroneJackson.com, man. What are you talking about?
There's only one thing left to say.
All right, now to listen to Chariots of Fire. Because by golly, we're going to add it to the show somehow.
I don't know what that came from.
That sounded like you were... No, it sounded like you had, like, you pinched a hemorrhoid or something.
That's pinched the hemorrhoid.
So anyway, play Graw. Actually,
pinched the hemorrhoid.
Like you sat wrong.
You're kid. Sick.
Like you sat down wrong. You're like, oh.
I've had that problem.
Oh, really?
Oxycutum.
Man, it was just 10 minutes ago, man.
G. Lewis, a new sponsor for Preparation H.
Just
sit down in comfort.
My head noise pop out.
Notice I'm the only one not laughing.
That's because it's about you.
Well, G. Lewis tried to oxycute his hemorrhoid because he thought it was a big pimple in his mouth.
Oxycute me.
Thus was born the saying.
Ooh. He's like, mommy, this
OxyClean. No, don't use it. Just pop it.
Hemorrhoid Man, the musical.
The musical.
opening line. It burns.
It burns.
Burns. It itches.
All the little kids that listen to this, make mommy, what the hell?
The hemorrhoid had to wait tonight. The bike. Remember West Side Story? It's gonna be called the Hemorrhoid Story. I'm gonna pop that hemorrhoid. You're gonna like it.
Where's my towel?
Oh man. Yeah, we're gonna have the towel boys and the pump dudes.
I'm gonna pop the towel boys.
And the landscaper sitting on the sideline.
Oh. I got some rest. I got some rest.
That was G-Lew's pool boy.
Oh, the little cabana boy.
Jorge introduces his new applicator.
Shaquita. I just met a girl named Shaquita.
The hemorrhoid of the opera is you.
Oh, I mean, think about it. He could have a sidekick. His hemorrhoid could be a sidekick.
Oh,
what?
It'd be like Magic 8 Ball, but it'd be a hemorrhoid.
It'd be like. It'd be like.
A hey, Magic 8 Ball?
Be like, yo, Hemi, what should I say to this girl right now? Tell her she's like a sneaker with no shoelace.
GamerCast Network.com.